Today's Gospel reading is taken from Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. Jesus has entered into Jerusalem. We have reached the final stages of Jesus' earthly ministry, but a final stage that will mean everything, where God's purposes will be fulfilled. Today we will reflect on this moment as Jesus has entered into Jerusalem, and as we then look ahead to the events that will unfold towards Jesus' death and resurrection. It's a moment of both looking back and looking forward, a moment to ponder on what we have seen and what we will see in the nature of God as his promises for humankind are completed through and in Jesus Christ. Perhaps Palm Sunday is a time to let go of our expectations of how we think things should be with God. If we briefly imagine ourselves in Jerusalem that day, watching on, we can see how quickly expectations are to be let go of. So far in his ministry, Jesus has not wished to be known or treated publicly as a king. But here we see him leading a procession during Passover, allowing the crowds to escort him like royalty to the temple. However, his riding in on a donkey symbolised to us that this was not a king as we might expect. He is not a king that has come to overthrow the Roman Empire in a way that people expected. In fact, his riding into Jerusalem, deliberately to the temple, perhaps sees Jesus revealing that his attack was not so much on the Roman Empire, but an attack on what was wrong at the very heart of the people's religion. His coming in on a donkey revealed his humility, that he was not a worldly king, but a heavenly king. Not a religious leader demanding ritualistic sacrifice, but a heavenly leader requiring faith and love. Proclaiming a kingdom of divine love, truth, forgiveness, compassion, justice, eternity, where everyone is welcome, no hierarchy and no divisions. They are all the aspects of God's kingdom that have been revealed in our readings throughout Lent. And Jesus' entry into Jerusalem doesn't conclude with continued royal splendour. It ends quietly. Jesus departs and returns to Bethany, to the place of his retreat. And it is here, in this place of retreat, that we can be in this in-between time, to reflect on all we have discovered this Lent, all that God has shown us about his nature, all that God has revealed about trusting in him. Because as we step into Holy Week and see the fulfillment of God's divine plan, our knowing of his nature and our trust in him is crucial. His disciples did not find it easy, and their trust in him was put to the test in the most extreme way. Can we still trust when the going gets tough, when our own lives are at stake for believing in Jesus? Can we still trust when we watch Jesus is sentenced to death? Can we still trust when we stand at the foot of the cross and watch our Saviour die a most crucifying death? Can we still trust when we watch our beloved Christ placed in a tomb? But most of all, do we trust that on that Easter morning, Jesus had fulfilled God's promises for all time? In his bursting from the tomb, do we trust that Jesus is our salvation forever? I pray that you all have a blessed Holy Week and Easter, and for all that God will reveal in your hearts and minds. Amen.